After the Lord appointed 72 others and sent them on ahead of him, two by two, into every town and place where he himself was about to go. And he said to them, "The harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Go your way. Behold, I am sending you out as lambs in the midst of wolves. Carry not money back, no knapsack, no sandals, and greet no one on the road. Whatever house you enter, first say peace on this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him. But if not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating and drinking what they provide, for the laborer deserves his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whatever you enter a town and they receive you, eat what it is set before you. Heal the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God has come near to you.' But whenever you enter a town and they do not receive you, go into its streets and say, 'Even the dust of your town that clings to your feet we wipe off against you.' Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near. I tell you, I will be more bearable on that day for Sodom than for that town. Woe to Chorazin, woe to Bethsaida, for the mighty works done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more bearable in the judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And you, Capernaum, will you be exalted off to heaven? You shall be brought down to the Hades. The one who hears you hears me, the one who rejects you rejects me, and the one who rejects me rejects him who sent me.'"
这事以后，主又设立了70个人。差遣他们去两两他前面走，往自己要到的各个方向去，就对他们说，要收的庄稼多，但是干活的人少。所以，当你们要求庄稼的主人打发工人出去收他的庄稼，你们就要去。我差你们出去，如同让羔羊进入狼群，不要带钱，不要带口袋，不要带鞋。路上也不要问别人的安，无论进入哪一家，要先说愿这一家人平安。若那里有人，当然是拒绝了你们，你们就不要在那里。如果他是平安归属于你，当然你就要留在那里。你们要住在那家，吃喝他们所供给，因为你们这样的人要得到的享受是应当的。不要从这家搬到那家，无论进入哪一城池，人们若接待了你们，你们就要摆上些什么东西，那你们就吃什么东西。要医治那城里的病人，对他们说，神的国降临了。无论进入哪一区域，人们若不接待你们，你们就到街上去，对着大家说，你们城里的尘土粘在我们的脚上，我们也应当拭去。虽然如此，你们该知道神的国已临近。我还告诉你们，当审判的日子已经降临了，你们就会受罪，你们会有灾祸。你们灾祸早已降临，因为在昨天所行的所有事情，他们早已披麻蒙灰，坐在地上悔改。当审判的日子降临，推罗西顿所受的一切，比你们还容易得到。加百农，这座城市你已经升到天上，将来将必下地狱。又对门徒说，听从你们的就是听从我，弃绝你们的就是弃绝我，而我的就是弃绝差我来的人。大家好，我是主播 Kiki， 第二阶段节目名称是读经大讲堂，英文名称是 Bible Study。我们会采取轻松愉快的学习模式，带你进入新的学习世界。每次我会以学习者角度做个人总结分析，然后 Sister 会帮助我和大家进行深度学习问题讨论。希望这样的趣味性互动可以给大家带来新的知识体验。以下还是我对姐姐的相关问题采访。 今天是卢克福音第28讲，欢迎大家在评论区留言讨论。Hello everyone, I'm Kiki. Chat name of our second phase of program is 读经大讲堂。English name is Bible Study. We will adopt a relaxed, also enjoyable learning mode to take you into a new learning world. Each time I will make a personal summary and analyze from the perspective of a learner. And then Sister Ingrid will help me conduct in-depth learning, also problem discussions with everybody. I hope that such an interesting, also interactive process can bring new knowledge experience to you all. The following is my interview with Sister on related issue. Today is the 28th lecture on the Gospel of Luke. Everyone is welcome to leave a message in the comment area for discussion. Well, firstly, let's deal with my today's personal study summary. Jesus sent 70 followers in Paris, two towns he will visit. He told them the harvest of people ready for God's message was huge, but workers were few, and to pray for more helpers. He instructed them to travel simple, with no money or bag, only trusting God for provision, and to be cautious as lambs among wolves. While entering a new house, they were to offer place, also peace. If welcomed, they should stay there, heal the sick, also make an announcement. God's kingdom is near now. If a town rejects them, they were to leave, wiping its dust from their feet as a warning, but still declare that God's kingdom had come near. Jesus later criticized the towns like Corinth and Capernaum for ignoring his message, saying their judgment would be served. He concluded with a worship rule. Welcome his followers was welcoming him and God. Rejecting them meant rejecting God. This mission teaches our trust, courage, also that our response to God's message carries great weight. So now let Ingrid's sister make a go for the summary.
Hello, everybody. You already summarized very well. For me, it stands out that Jesus not said work so much as you can, but he said pray for workers. In the beginning of every ministry, we have to pray that God, who is the owner of the harvest, sends out more workers to the harvest.
大家好，妹妹，你刚才的总结已经很到位了。对我来说，今天我要讲最突出的一件事是，耶稣并没有说要尽全力工作，而是说要为工作的人进行祈祷。每一项事件的开始，我们都应该进行祷告，比如说祈求庄稼的主人上帝来差遣更多的工人去收割庄稼。
It seems to be cold when you walk and don't greet the people around you, but out of a greet there is can arise a conversation, and Jesus does not want us to converse in small talk. He wants us to bring out a clear message about the kingdom of Christ. It is written that we are responsible of every word we have spoken in way, says the Bible.
当你走路却不与周围的人打招呼时，似乎会感到非常冷漠，但正因如此，才能开启新的对话。耶稣不希望我们闲聊，他希望我们清晰地传达关于基督国度的信息。圣经上说，我们要为自己说的每一句空话而负责。
Jesus does not want the disciples to practice couch surfing. There they are received in a town they should stay. It is because they build a deeper relationship with the people they stayed, and they can go on with the ministry when the disciples had gone to another town or prepare a place for Jesus when he comes.
耶稣不希望门徒到处借宿，他们联系到某个城镇就应该留在那里，因为这样他们就能与当地人建立更深厚的连结。这样，当门徒们前往另一个城镇，或者为耶稣的到来预备新的地方，当地人就能继续他们的传道工作。
The disciples had the problem that they were, according to the Jewish law, not allowed to eat everything. But here Jesus says that they may eat everything the people serve. The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, it is peace and joy. So the law of easy eating is secondary. And that's once again, the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, it is peace and joy. So the law of eating is secondary.
门徒们面临的难题是，根据犹太律法，他们不能吃所有的东西。但耶稣在这里说，人们可以吃他们所摆设的一切食物。神的国度并不是吃吃喝喝，而是平安喜悦。所以，饮食的律法是次要的事情。
After the woes against the villages which do not repent, Jesus says how serious the ministry of the 70s is. What the people will do to them, they will do to Jesus and to Godfather.
在那些不肯悔改的村庄遭受苦难之后，耶稣又说：“70年代的传道工具是多么的严肃，人们会如何对待他们，同时人们也会如何对待耶稣本人。”OK，这是 unavoidable study content. Now let me ask you some related question. We hope the following questions can be helpful to our brothers and sisters who have just become new Christians. So, the first one question for Sister today. Why did Jesus send all the 72 followers in pairs? 为什么耶稣要派遣72个门徒，两人一组出去呢？
To protect them, in the book Ecclesiastes, it is written that two is better than one. If somebody is weak, the other one can help and support him.
为了保护他们。在传道书中所述，两个人总比孤身一人好。如果有人非常软弱怕事，另一个人可以帮助和支持他。OK，so I get it. Next one, sister. What did Jesus mean when he said the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few? 耶稣说要收的庄稼多，做工的人少，是什么意思呢？
There are a lot of people who want to receive Christ, but in the time of Christ, there were not many people who wanted to go around and preach the gospel.
现在有很多人接触了主，但在那个时代却没有多少人愿意四处去传福音。Next question, Shwasa. Why did Jesus tell his followers to go out like lambs in the midst of wolves? 为什么耶稣告诉他的追随者要像羔羊进入狼群一样出去呢？
When we are ready to preach and telling the gospel, we are always on a spiritual battlefield. The enemy, the devil, will do everything to hinder us from preaching. Therefore, we have to be careful and look good whom we can trust and whom not.
当我们准备传讲福音的时候，我们始终身处属灵的战场，仇敌也就是魔鬼会竭尽全力的阻挠我们的传道，因此我们必须谨慎，仔细分辨谁是值得信赖，谁不值得信赖。Next issue, Schwester. So, what were the followers not alone to come? Lamb, and why do you think Jesus gave these instructions? 追随者不允许携带哪些东西呢？你认为耶稣为什么给出这些命令呢？
They should not carry a bag or a purse or a shoes. That means they should live in totally dependence of God.
这些人不应该携带任何包裹或者是钱包，更不应该穿鞋。这意味着。这些人应该完全依靠上帝的信仰而生活下去。Next one, so Schwester, what were the followers supposed to say when they entered a new house, and what does peace to this house mean? 当追随者进入一家时，应该说什么话呢？愿这家人平安，是这样吗？
When Jesus left later, he left his peace to his disciples. Here they got peace from Jesus too, and he gives us inner peace in every situation.
耶稣后来离开的时候，将平安留给门徒。在这里，他们也从耶稣那里得到了平安。耶稣也赐予我们内心的平安，使我们在任何情况下都能享得平安喜乐。Okay, so next question. How should be the followers respond if one will come them, and what were they to do there? 如果一座城镇欢迎他们，这些追随者应该如何回应呢？他们又要在那里做什么呢？
They shall heal the sick and say that the kingdom of God is nearby.
这些人会医治病人，并回答说：“神的国度就在附近了。”Next question, Shwasa. What were the followers supposed to do if a town didn't welcome them? 但是，如果一座城池的人并不欢迎他们，这些人又该怎样做呢？
They shall say, even the dust we leave here, but you shall know that the kingdom of God has been here. Jesus says later, the word that they spoke will condemn them on the last day.
他们必然要这样回答：“我们在这里所留下的一切仅仅是尘土，但你们要知道，神的国已经降临。耶稣后来又说：‘我所讲的话，在末日前一定要定这些人的罪。’”Next question: Why did Jesus say it would be more bearable for Sodom than all towns that reject his message？为什么耶稣说？索多玛比那些拒绝他信息的城镇更容易让人忍受呢？
Because Sodom and Gomorrah were not warned by missionaries that they will end will come soon.
因为索多玛和俄拉比并没有收到传教士的警告，所以他们的末日很快就会到来。
The angels went to the town, but only for to get Lot out. There was no preacher who warned.
天使们当时已经到了城中，但仅仅是为了救罗德出去，因为那里没有传道者来警告其他人。Okay, so next question. Which cities didn't Jesus mention as a preeminent, and what did he say about them? 耶稣提到了哪些不悔改的城市呢？他对这些城市又下了什么样的诅咒呢？
Jesus talks about Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. Jesus says they will be judged in the future and Capernaum thrown into the hell.
耶稣谈到了哥逊拉、博塞大、加百农。耶稣回答说，这些城市将来都要受到审判，而加百农将要被扔进地狱。The last question. So, Shwasa, according to the Jesus, how are people who listen to or reject his followers connect to listen to or rejecting him and God? 根据耶稣的说法，听从或拒绝他的人，与听从或拒绝他和上帝有什么样的关系呢？
When the people listen to his followers, they listen and receive him. If they reject them, they reject him.
如果人们听从他的追随的话，大家就会听从并接受他。如果人们拒绝追随他们，他们就最终会拒绝这个人。好了，今天的节目就到这里，感谢大家的收听，祝大家2025年12月快乐，我们下期再会。